John chapter 14, verse 23. Jesus replied, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them." If we obey Christ's teaching, he comes to us, the Father comes to us, the Spirit comes to us, and they abide with us. Let's look today at 1 John again, chapter 4. I'm going to read a rather lengthy section, beginning in verse 13 of chapter 4. "This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. And he has given us this command: anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister." I hear people talking all the time about wanting to have a deeper relationship with God, wanting to know Jesus more. Well, there's a simple act of faith that precedes that deep knowledge of God, that abiding presence of God in our life. And that act of faith is to love others the way that Jesus loved us. Jesus gave us the command to love one another as he had loved us. And he says, "Greater love has no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends." The paradigm of living in Jesus is a paradigm that is upside down in the world's economy. It is an economy of living as a servant rather than as the one who is served. We have to understand that if we want a deep abiding sense of the presence of God, we have to let go of the old ways. We have to let go of the old man. We have to renew our thinking and renew our actions. We have to position ourselves to love others the way that God has loved us. This season, as we approach Christmas, let us make an extra commitment to love others. Let's look for opportunities to love others, to sacrifice for others, to put others before ourselves. In this way, we're serving ourselves, because we are coming to know God in a deeper way, and God's promise is that he will come to us and he will abide with us. If you want a sense of God's presence in this holiday season, make it your discipline to look for opportunities to love others. It can be a simple gift of purchasing someone's coffee at a coffee shop, or maybe it's holding open a door. Or maybe it's calling a loved one and reminding them that you love them. Or helping a neighbor with a project. Whatever it is, if it's done in love, if it's done in faith, as you step out in faith to love others, to forgive others, to care for others, God promises to abide with you. Happy abiding. Enjoy the season.